This is Free America broadcasting on the Rod Echo Show with a message to all patriots trapped behind the lines in California, New York, Boston, and Chicago. Don't give up, true lovers of America. Even as we speak, moves are being made to drive the invaders back to the land from which they came. Defeat the would-be dictators and lift the chains of tyranny from around your neck. Stay strong. Stay brave. You're not forgotten, and you're not alone. Until next time, patriots, this is Free America signing out.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
It is Friday, September number 14 in the year of our Lord 2018, smack dab in the middle almost, just a day away from smack dab in the middle of the month of September already. The week has flown by, the fastest 3 hours in internet talk radio, as we take things a little bit lighter on Fridays, as we do every Friday, to celebrate our increasing freedom, even though the Democrats are fighting hard against it, folks. They really, really are fighting hard against you having freedom. Let that sink in. I mean, seriously, these folks are really trying. I have never seen the Democrat Party try harder before at anything. They didn't even try this hard to pass, you know, socialized medicine. Folks, let this sink in for a second. How hard are these people trying to end your freedom? I mean, it is taking a massive coordinated cabal between the Democratic Party and social media and tech giants, and they still can't win. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't win in November, but I mean, they're having a hard time winning right now. And they are pulling out every trick in the book and even trying to twist some of the old tricks to make them look like new tricks, and they're not. You know, kind of like with the Kavanaugh thing, Kavanaugh letter. Oh, yeah, I got this letter. We got some information on that. By the way, just remember, this woman is saying that Kavanaugh pulled something, did something to her, I don't know, you know, did something to her back in high school. How old are these people now? In their 40s? 50s? High school? And she's going to turn it over to the, well, we'll get into that later. We've got some stuff from the, about Kavanaugh, some Puerto Rico news is coming up today. You won't believe this kind. Again, these people are trying extremely, I have never seen them try harder. And I used to think the Democrats were lazy. Well, I mean, they pretty much are, but I mean, lately they have been trying they're not on their game. Well, I guess they're on their old Democrat game, but I've never seen these people try harder to get rid of somebody and to take away your freedom. It is just incredible. Got some news on get some news to share with you about democratic socialism. What a New Jersey middle school is doing. You're not going to believe this. What parents spend most of their time doing. What Facebook is starting to do, and some news on the economy. all of that we're going to try to get to, plus a lot more, as the program unfolds this morning. You're not going to believe this stuff about parents. But anyway, or the New Jersey news. I mean, this is just, it's sickening. By the way, if you do not follow me on Twitter, it's okay. If you don't follow me on Facebook, it's okay. If you're not in the Facebook group, it's okay. And if you don't follow me on LinkedIn, it's really okay. It's not that I'm tired of LinkedIn, or LinkedIn is becoming ultra-liberal like Twitter or Facebook. It's just for what I do, it's pretty much useless. And now I've got nearly 6,000 people who've connected with me on Facebook, and now it's just gotten to the point where instead of sharing information and ideas and opportunities, it's just, hey, look at me. Now, maybe it's just because, you know, it's because of this program, but I don't even go over to LinkedIn on a daily basis anymore, because all it is just a bunch of people saying, hey, put me on your show, put me on your show. Why? Who the hell are you? Do you know my show's? It gets some nut job who wants me to, you know, they wrote a book, I guess, about Ghost. I guess there was a political twist to it, because Ghost in Washington, D.C., honestly, is this program about the paranormal? No, I can turn them over to somebody I think that talks about the paranormal, but I don't. But it's crazy stuff like that. How to improve your marriage or your life. I mean, that's not this. This is not that kind of a talk show. And the problem is, when you go and you want to be on a television show or a radio program or anything like that, you should, here's rule number one: investigate to make sure that it fits your niche. I mean, you wouldn't, well, let's just put it this way. If you wanted to be on Oprah Winfrey, you better have a subject that would interest a general audience, an overwhelming general audience of women or gay men. If it's of no interest to women or gay men, then Oprah Winfrey's not for you, so don't even bother pitching her. They're not going to put you on. They're just going to think they're really going to think you're an idiot. And they're probably going to spread your name around as not knowing your audience at all. And so nobody's going to get you, going to want you. I mean, you wouldn't go on Oprah to talk about economic conditions, would you? You wrote an economic book. Hey, let me get on Oprah Winfrey, because everybody, you know, will buy my book then, because if Oprah says so. But that's of no interest to her audience. So why would you do it? Instead, it's just going to make you look like you don't know what you're talking about. And they will spread your name around. Trust me. I'm in the industry. I know the scuttlebutt when people start talking. And I'm not even a big guy, so I don't even hear everything. So what I do hear is like, whoa, don't get this guy, or don't get this girl, whatever. I'm just inundated. It's one, LinkedIn has become, at least for me, it's become one massive spam marketing platform. So by the end of the year, I probably will be, well, it's not probably, I will be off of LinkedIn. Again, shrinking my cyber footprint, if you will, because it's pretty much useless. And I'm sure a lot of people are feeling this way. So when you write somebody, and I don't pitch people on LinkedIn, but there are times when I have a question or I want some input from somebody, or I, you know, find their particular genre interesting, and I'll send them an email, you know, a direct message, and I never hear back from them. So I don't know if I'm just getting lost in all the spam that's going around now. Well, it's not really spam, but you know what I mean. Because I get that way. I mean, I'll open the, you know, my direct messages in LinkedIn and just look. 45? I don't have time to go through all of those, so I'll just delete them all. There was one that it was this past summer, and this is where I started really feeling this way. This past summer, I didn't check in to LinkedIn for more than three. It was more than a weekend. It was like I didn't check in like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a Monday. And a Tuesday, I came in and I had over 100 messages. Like, this is insane. And don't get me started when you have an anniversary of something. Then just people just the automatic, you know, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy work anniversary, happy work. And it's just 500 messages like that. And it goes on for an entire week. But if you go to some of these gurus that tell you how to use LinkedIn, that's what they tell you to do. I've seen a number of the you know, how to grow your LinkedIn. And you know, most of the time, the people that LinkedIn suggested I should follow, you know, for their articles and stuff, they're a bunch of liberal nut jobs. Even in business. You know, Jeff Bezos is a liberal nut job. I don't want to get any of his articles. I really don't. I mean, because half the time I'll just laugh anyway. And the other half, I'll just wonder, how the hell is this guy worth $100 billion? But so social media, and I'm not the only one, and it's not, this is becoming, my thoughts on social media is becoming the norm. There are a lot of people that are just cutting the social media cord, period, as it were. Now, I tell people, well, I mean, don't judge all of social media by the leftist media outlets like Twitter and Facebook, and now evidently LinkedIn. Go to alternatives. There are alternatives where you can still do what you want to do and utilize a particular platform for what you think it should be utilized for. You know, if you want an alternate Twitter, I'm on Gab. Go to gab.ai. Although I must warn you, because Gab is like the old West social media, you're probably going to get a number of people that either you follow on purpose or accident, and they're gonna reveal their true colors to you. I can't tell you how many people I've had to stop following because their drivel is driving me insane with their non-racist racism. And if you call them out, they'll say, I'm not a racist, I'm just proud to be white. Well, everything that you say is racist. And some of these people honestly do not realize they're being racist. Like, I've had this long conversation on Gab with a gentleman who thinks that only white Europe introduced civilization. And only white Europe is civilized today. And he tried to even show me a map that proves that only white civilized Europe is civilized. But he's not racist. Are you kidding me? So the rest of the world is wherever white people are not, there is no real civilization. That kind of stuff is really real. It's okay. So there's no civilized cultures or cities in Asia. And folks, did you hear? The oldest brewery in the world. Archaeologists found what they believe to be the oldest brewery, some 17,000 years old, in Israel. Well, last time I checked, Israel isn't exactly white, but, you know, not European white. But okay, so, you know, all the wonderful technological advances and everything has only happened in Europe. Forget the fact that, you know, pasta and black powder came out of Asia. You know, that led to all kinds of things in Europe, sure. I'm not putting down white Europeans at all. I think Europe is great. I love being in France. It was beautiful. But it's not the only part of it. It's such a small part of the whole planet. Not denying, historically speaking, that Europe had a tremendous influence on the world, especially Spain, France, and England. Yes, got it. But they're not the reason, the only reason that man is where man is today. In fact, there, you know, there was a point in Europe that, you know, the Dark Ages did not encompass the entire world. But I know if you take a history class, especially in a public school, you'll think that the Dark Ages was everywhere. No, the Dark Ages was just Europe. The rest of the planet, obviously during that same time period, did not experience what we call the Dark Ages. But you can't tell these people that. So, and it's kind of funny because they don't, I'm not a racist, and then they go ahead and spout off all this racist stuff. It's really kind of funny. It's almost entertaining. But you'll run into that on Gab. Now, you may not run into that on Twitter because Twitter will boot you. Okay. Now, I don't get mad at most of these kinds of people on Gab. You know, I still follow that guy. Because there's a bunch of other stuff that he posts and that I'm fully interested in. It's just every once in a while he'll just get off on I believe that he thinks he's not racist. I really believe that he's just being proud to be white. I don't have an issue with people being proud of who they are. None whatsoever. It doesn't mean you're racist to be proud of who you are. And I know a lot of leftists have gotten a lot of people, especially white people in this country, to be ashamed to be white. And that's sad. I think he goes a little overboard and he doesn't realize it. Well, maybe he's got me fooled and he does realize it and he's just a shadow racist, you know, one of those people that tries to get under everybody's radar. Maybe, but he does post other interesting stuff, which is why I keep following. But you're going to run into people like that on Gab. Let me just forewarn you on that. You're also going to over on what I call the alternate Facebook, which is what I use, is MeWe. Now, some people have told me about Minds.com, Minds.com. Now, I haven't got an account over there. I haven't checked it out. I've gone over to their page, and you get their front page, you know, log in, sign up page, and that's as far as I've gotten. I haven't, because I'm just sitting there, do I want another social media account? I'm like, nah. So you might want to check them out. But MeWe.com is a Facebook alternative. Again, its main page, there are no ads. By the way, you're not going to be spammed. I don't know how MeWe makes its money. I don't know what their business model is, but evidently they're doing okay because they keep expanding the site over there. So I don't know where the money's coming in from or how they plan to monetize it, but they seem to be doing okay. The only problem is that they put, like Facebook, they tried to put too much on. You know, your home page for you, which is kind of annoying. It takes a little while for everything to load up because there's so much there. But yeah, again, you're going to run into these, you know, some of these closet racists, and that's fine. But they have groups, and a lot of the groups that I'm a member of are very interesting. They post some interesting stuff. That's the whole point. Is social media allows you to see stuff that interests you and informs you. And so you shouldn't get off of it just because you got a few people or you get a platform like Twitter or Facebook that wants to block you or block your friends or what have you, shadow ban you. Just find an alternate. Not to mention, just visit your favorite sites. Tell other people about your favorite sites. Visit other sites that might interest you. Tell other people about it. Share them. You know, share them on social media, off social media, offline. Send an email to some of your coworkers or friends that have a similar interest as you about websites that they should check out, including mine. And you'll find pretty soon that the old-fashioned social media ways still work. I think a lot of people have forgotten that we have connected. We've been well connected before social media. And we will be well connected after social media is no longer the big thing. And it's not always going to be the big thing. Just Yeah, that's just the way it is. So look for alternate social. I know Reddit is people are getting pissed. I guess Reddit is now having a purge. I've never been on Reddit. I've only gone to Reddit a handful of times over the past 10 years or so. I don't know how long Reddit's been around, longer than 10 years, but I don't have an account over on Reddit. People tell me about Reddit. I'm like, oh, yeah, I keep forgetting about Reddit. Reddit and is StumbleUpon still around? Well, it's not really a social media thing, I don't think. I don't know what StumbleUpon is about. I used to know what it was about, but I don't know what it's about anymore. But I guess Reddit is having some sort of a conservative purge. Well, now think about this now. Reddit is co-founded and co-owned by Serena Williams' husband. Yeah. Yeah, no, he's white, yes. And Serena's obviously black. So there you go with that. Folks, the FBI. The FBI has said that they will not investigate Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh following Democrats' mysterious last-minute Me Too accusation that dates back to Kavanaugh's high school days. Yeah, Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is expected to be confirmed by October 1st when the court begins its next term, the first Monday in October. Top Judiciary Committee Democrats has a mysterious letter alleging Kavanaugh of something in high school, but won't you show it to other senators? Well, what good is having it then? This is from, you know, out in California. What's her name? Top DC Me Too attorney is believed to be representing the woman at the center of whatever allegations the letter might contain. Well, first of all, whatever happened back in high school for these people is long past the statute of limitations. And if it now, folks, I'm sure there are going to be some other girls who are now women that are now middle-aged women that are probably going to come. Yeah, Brett did this to me in high school, too. What, he played Chinese radio with you like just every other jock did? I don't know. Was Kavanaugh a jock? Did he turn you down for a date, or did he promise to take you to the prom and took somebody else? Who cares? It was high school. Remember Obama. You know, Obama admitted to, smoking pot, you know, and being a part of the Chum gang in high school. He even admitted to inhaling. Oh, yeah, he inhaled, but I didn't inhale. I tried pot, but I didn't inhale. But Obama, he inhaled. But everybody said it was high school. Who cares? I mean, you do all kinds of stupid stuff in high school because you're trying to figure out who you are. You're learning about yourself and your friends in the world. You do all kinds of crazy things. You know, certain things depress you as a high schooler that don't even rate on your radar when you're an adult. Who cares what you do? Now, if it's a pattern that you continue to do well into adulthood, what you did in high school, well, that's a problem. But if you don't, who cares? It's high school. So we're supposed to, I can't even believe this is news. So Dianne Feinstein, all of a sudden, by the way, it is rumored well, it's more than just rumored. It is believed that Dianne Feinstein got this letter back in early summer. So this isn't obviously a letter that just surfaces now, that some woman just comes to the fore now. Now evidently, somebody sent this letter to Feinstein back in the, and she held on to it until now. And she's still holding on to it because you won't even tell us what it's about. We don't see something as benign as, you know, Kavanaugh tried to look up a cheerleader's skirt. Ooh, who knows? And the woman evidently has an attorney to do what? She can't sue him. I mean, honestly, I mean, can you? Well, I shouldn't say she can't sue him. You know, he did this to me, you know, 40 years ago, and now I'm going to sue him. I mean, she could find a sympathetic judge that'll let the case go through. I mean, absolutely. But logically speaking, she really can't sue him. I mean, because it's something that happened in high school, so she's actually, you know, he's not responsible, so she'd actually have to sue his parents. I'm just say, can you imagine that for a second, folks? Can you some woman who's in her 40s now sues his parents for not properly educating and raising their son when he was in high school, and the parents are now like 60s or 70s. Can you see your 70-year-old parents now in court defending a lawsuit from a 40-something, 50-something-year-old girl? But hey, we shouldn't laugh, because with Democrats, anything is possible.
The following program is closed captioned for the...
You're listening to The Rod Echols Show, the coolest, most politically incorrect, conservative black man on the planet.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Should you wish to call into the program or Skype to Skype using Rod Eccles, and the Skype to Skype thing will, that'll be going away pretty soon. That's just going to strictly be a private sort of thing at some point soon. And just using the various toll-free numbers like this one, 603-499-7325. Now, Brett Kavanaugh, at this particular juncture, I do not see how. Now, it doesn't mean that they can't, but I don't see how the Democrats are going to stop his nomination, his ascent to the Supreme Court, as it were. Don't put it past them to find something. To bring something out of the way, you know, they're doing their best to, what is it, Rush Limbaugh says, they're trying to bork Kavanaugh. You know, they're trying to do a modern lynching, a tech lynching of Kavanaugh, like they tried to do with Clarence. Now, they threw a lot at Clarence Thomas. And they were still not able to stop Clarence Thomas from being on the Supreme Court. Now, Kavanaugh is considered to be of the same vein, if not more conservative than Thomas. Now, I don't care if they're conservative or not when it comes to the Supreme Court. And some people are probably saying, what? What do you mean? No. You see, I only care about if they're a strict originalist when it comes to the Constitution. Are they going to interpret the law of the land as it was intended by the founders? Including all the amendments after the founders. Are they going to interpret the Constitution? Are they going to use the Constitution to interpret the Constitution? You know, it's kind of like the Bible. You can't use anything else but the Bible to interpret the Bible. And I know a lot of people try. And a lot of people try to tear the, you know, right now there's a silly meme going around on Twitter and Gab that it talks about how Christians don't value women. And they take Bible verses. And they completely take them. They use one Bible verse line. And sometimes that Bible verse, they're not even using the entire verse. So they're deliberately taking the Bible out of context, and they're using all kinds of other stuff out there to try to interpret what the Bible says. You can't do that. You can't use everything else out there. You can't go to European law. You can't go to Asian law to interpret the Constitution. You interpret the Constitution by using the Constitution. It tells you everything that you need to know as far as that is concerned. So that's when I mean, you know, strict constitutional originalists. That is what Brett Kavanaugh is. That, whether or not their politics lean left or lean right, is irrelevant. as long as they're going to interpret the Constitution by using the entire the Constitution, using the language and understanding the language of the day that it was written. That's the other thing. This is why I always say that words have meaning. Because you cannot interpret the Constitution by using the terms of 1776, let's say, 1800, let's say, by using what those words mean today. You're going to read it wrong if you do. You're going to misunderstand it if you use it with modern meaning. You have to understand and know what they meant back then. You have to know and understand what words meant to them back then. That's an originalist. They understand this. So it doesn't matter if you're a leftist or a rightist. It doesn't really matter. As long as you do that and you interpret the Constitution the way it was intended to be interpreted, then your politics be damned. It really doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who you vote for. I'm sure Supreme Court justices go into, you know, polling places like everybody else does. The problem is that usually left-leaning judges like, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and a couple of others, they don't do that. They let modern interpretation or meanings of words and their own feelings get in the way. And that's how they rule. Well, we feel. It doesn't matter what you feel. I don't give a damn what you feel. I have to go to, European jurisprudence from 1490 in order to figure out what the Constitution is. No, you don't. That's ridiculous. You don't use foreign law or foreign jurisprudence to interpret U.S. Constitution. And so as long as you don't do that, as long as you use the Constitution to interpret the Constitution, then I don't really care who you vote for. Because you should come up with nearly the same conclusion. And this is don't try to rewrite law. In other words, following the Constitution to the letter, don't try to rewrite it. You know what Roberts did with the Obamacare, that was unconstitutional. But then people say, well, where do we go? You know, the Supreme Court's the last word in the Constitution. No, the Supreme Court is not the last word. There's a higher court. Well, it's not higher, but it's equal. This is what people don't understand. The Supreme Court can rule on something and say it's unconstitutional, and Congress can say, no. What part is unconstitutional? Okay, we'll go back. We'll change it. Or we'll amend the Constitution. The Supreme Court is not the last word. You see, the last word in this country belongs to you and me, the people. We always get the last word. It's just we hardly ever utilize that power. If the Supreme Court, you know, this whole Roe v. Wade, they always bring up Roe v. Wade. There is no, as far as I know, there is no court case that is going to go to the Supreme Court anytime soon that is going to challenge Roe v. Wade. Now, I know that there are certain little, state issues that are trying to limit certain amounts or certain kinds of abortion, which they should, but that is not going to challenge Roe v. Wade. Well, what do you think about Roe v.? Who cares? Nobody's challenging Roe v. Wade right now. That's already been, that's in a way been settled. But it's not the last word. Everybody thinks that that's the last. No, we the people have the last word, and we could say, "Look, we're going to do this, and you're going to pass an amendment to the Constitution." And they could, you know, they could tell their elected officials in D.C. and in their state governments, you're going to pass a constitutional amendment against abortion. That's the last word from the people. But nobody ever thought to take it that direction because they said, oh, the Supreme Court ruled. Really? So what? This is, you know, people look at me and say, well, I thought you were concerned. No, I'm a constitutional conservative. I'm not a Republican conservative. However, I'm now a registered Republican again because I voted in the Republican primary. Yeah, I was undeclared independent. And I was, I go back and forth with that. But I thought it was important this time around because there's some really important issues that need to be that are coming up in November elections, and I wanted to do my part to make sure that the right person got nominated. Well, there was nobody on the left that I would nominate. Well, I take that back. There is a local election that, and it's at the local level. Not even county, it's local level. There's a Democrat that I hope wins. Again, simply because I vote for the person, not the party. And this Democrat sounds more, and it's not the first time, this Democrat sounds more conservative than the Republican, the two Republican candidates running for that same office. And the Democrat's running unopposed. But I couldn't vote for him, so it didn't matter. But in the general election, unless the winner of the Republican side of the two candidates gets his act together, one was male, one was female, and I did not even check to see which one of the two won the nomination. I didn't vote for either one of them. I left that spot. I skipped over. I left it blank. You know, did you know you don't have to fill out every? You don't have to vote for every. There are people that will just vote for every single person or open position that without even knowing who the people are. I don't do that. If I don't know the candidates, I don't vote for in that particular race. I sit there in the voting booth and chastise myself for not knowing the names. Wait, who the hell are these people? I didn't even know this was a position that was being voted on this year. And that happens. That's always the local stuff. I know it's hard to keep track of that. You know, assistant county deputy commissioner type of thing. Who are these people? Because you never hear anything about them. You know, you go through the newspaper, you read your local newspaper, and you don't hear anything about them. They don't have debates. So it's kind of like, who's got more posters up? Vote for me, right? A poster on the highway or on the street or in somebody's lawn, although it's nice to see them sometimes if it's a poster of the candidate of your choice, but they don't influence me to vote for anybody. I mean, there's district attorney, county district attorney, there are posters of this, of... I'm not even going to say her name. The posters of a female candidate, her eyeshadow. I don't know who told her to do this, but she's wearing a pantsuit in her picture, and she's got her shirt unbuttoned rather seductively. You know, that extra button unbuttoned. Most women would probably button that button, and she's got it unbuttoned. Her eyeshadows look, it looks like, you know, she's got her eye makeup on, her eyeshadow. It looks like she's trying to imitate Tammy Faye Baker. I'm not joking. She's got this eerie, scary smile on her face. And frankly, she looks like she's a transgendered person. Now, I don't know if she's a real woman or a man transitioning. I don't really care, but that's the way she looks. Now, she's a Republican. Now, that particular person, just by her posters alone, I said, oh, hell no, I ain't voting for that. And frankly, I didn't. I did know of the other candidate, and I liked him, so I voted for him. But if there was evidence incident that where a poster influenced me, that one negatively influenced me. I'm just saying. Well, that's kind of bigoted. Yeah, it might be. We're all bigoted in some form or fashion. Understand that. There are things or people just simply by how they look. Not necessarily their color of their skin, but just how they look, how they carry themselves, how they dress, how they put their makeup on or don't put makeup on. There are all kinds of things that influence you that could be construed as being bigoted. So what? It's always been that way. And I mean going back since the beginning of time, we've been, you know, human beings have looked at other human beings, and there have been things about one human being that didn't excite. That, you know, you could go back 10,000 years. Put yourself back 10,000 years. You could see, well, you know, that there's something about that person's look that I don't like. Well, of course, a modern-day leftist would say that you're a bigot. Yes, you are, because we all are. And it isn't always a negative connotation. There's a reason for it. It's a natural instinct. If you ever get a gut feeling about somebody, you know, so-called first impression? Well, don't be a bigot with first impression. Well, no. A lot of times, your first impression of somebody is dead on accurate. You know, you come across somebody and a friend introduces you to somebody, and you get this feeling, well, this guy's a total ass. He's a jerk. And you don't want really anything that you're uncomfortable around. You don't want anything to do with him. Now, leftists would say that you're a bigot, and then it turns out that he is a total ass and a total jerk. Are you still a bigot? Well, according to leftists, yeah. So you have this, you have the last word. Not the president, not Congress, and not the Supreme Court. And this is the only reason that this is this kind of stuff is allowed to stand and fester is simply because Americans no longer are taught the Constitution. Now see, when I was in school, I was taught that the power belonged to the people, and that there were only certain enumerated powers that were given to our elected officials or representatives. And that even then, we the people still had the power to overrule those elected officials. Nobody's taught that today. So naturally, just about everybody runs around thinking, oh, the Supreme Court's the last word. Oh, there's nothing we can do. No, bullshit. We the people have the last word. Now, if you want to amend the Constitution, even on something that I might not agree with, and it passed, and the majority of the people want it and pass it, then that's it. That's the last word until people get the guts to repeal it, kind of like prohibition. I never would have been for prohibition back in the day, but a lot of America was. You wouldn't think so, but yeah, it got passed. It had to go through the amendment process, and it got ratified. And then people realized, well, this was a dumb idea, so they repealed it with another amendment. So who had the last word on prohibition? Well, obviously the people did. Now, I don't think we could do that today. I really don't. I honestly, folks, I really don't think we could do that. Because not enough people understand how our Constitution works. Because not enough people are educated on how the Constitution works. You know, back in the real early days of this program, I think that within the first year, I did a weekly or a daily series where I actually read on air Should go back to Blog Talk Radio and see if I can find those. I actually read parts of the Constitution every day from beginning to end. No, I don't want to necessarily do that again, but maybe I should go back and see if I can find those and cut those out and play those on a daily basis. Because people just, you'd be surprised even conservatives that don't know or understand the Constitution. Because we're not taught it anymore. It's a scary thing. Well, it is. It's very scary. And what else is scary is Democrats have asked Brett Kavanaugh some 1,200 questions that focus on what they know Kavanaugh cannot answer. Why would you ask a question, you know, that if you're not grandstanding and political posing, why would you ask a question of a candidate for any office? Why would you ask him something he cannot answer? We're talking about, well, how would you rule on this? Well, first of all, they all know that nobody can answer that question. It doesn't even matter if they're a candidate for a judge or not. You can't. Why? Because you haven't heard the evidence or the arguments for and against it. You can have a personal opinion going into something, but you still, as a judge, you have to have an open mind. You have to listen to all the evidence and all the arguments for and against a particular issue. You can't sit on the bench with a closed mind and say, nope, I don't care what you say. That's not the way it works.